The story is true.
Milwaukee's Hometown Morning Show. Exposing hometown idiots. Dairyland's dumbasses.
Great moment there, dumbass.
The male is outside of the house asking for help, completely covered in mud with no clothes on whatsoever.
Be outside of school place for a female party swearing and hitting a car. The case of beer on top, possibly locked out of the vehicle.
Morris Avenue for the smell of natural gas in the apartment building. Caller advising that the apartment building smells like natural gas.
We found the source of the smell. She's doing fingernails, and it's nail polish remover.
There's a male that's holding a sign that says, "Too ugly to be a stripper." He's a male, white, wearing a hat, and he has a beard, a jacket, and blue jeans. And he's also yelling at vehicles that are passing by.
12th Avenue for a female physical disturbance. Their complainant's mother hit her with cooking tongs.
The Red Envoy. The male driver's going to be a
Brett
Farming
impersonator.
Dumbass.
Dumbass.
He was just a dumbass.
Daddy's a dumbass.
What a dumbass. Dumbass.
Alexa, who am I?
I'm talking to dumbass.
Good morning. Today we start in Caledonia, Sergeant G. This happened March 5th, 2:43 in the afternoon. Vehicle stopped for 73 and a 35.
Oof.
The 22-year-old driver of an Audi sedan with Road America plates gave the following excuses. A, was headed to doctor's appointment. B, did not know the speed limit on this road. C, does not normally drive that fast. Sergeant G writes, the 6 tickets on the driver's file say differently. The driver was cited for speed 38 over the speed limit.
I mean, how old did you say he was? Young?
22. And Sergeant G's hashtag is, don't lie about why you just like to go fast.
Yeah. And, you know, they'll stay on your record for like 7 years, buddy. So.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it stayed that long.
You know, and there are opportunities for you to go up to Road America and actually do those kind of speeds.
Absolutely. I'm going to try it this spring.
You would have learned from his license plates.
You would think.
Sergeant Irv, sending these from the Waukesha Freeman. Friday, March 8th, 9:30 at night, a man was extremely argumentative as well as rude and uncooperative with an officer during a traffic stop. He stated the officer pulled him over illegally, and he knows this because he is a criminal justice student who wants to become a police officer. He was advised that his attitude would not help him on his desired career path. He stated, huh, that's not my problem.
I think it is.
I kind of think it is.
Yeah. Dumbass.
And also Saturday, March 9th, 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Waukesha, the caller advised a teenage resident was possibly burying a deceased dog in a chewy box in the backyard.
Oh, what?
The caller did not see a deceased dog in the box, but advised that it was a large box and that there had been 2 dogs at the residence, and now there was only 1. A police officer made contact with a resident who said they were digging out invasive mulberry plants, and the chewy box was actually laying weed barrier for an upcoming garden. The resident does have 2 dogs. There is no issue.
Well, if you see something, say something. I get it. Is it illegal to bury your dog?
That's
in
what
your
I was
backyard?
Wondering. Can't you have your own private ceremony in your own backyard?
This is shocking to me that that's where you guys went. Like, wait a minute. I can't bury my pet in the backyard?
That's a legit question.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. I don't think you're supposed to. But,
okay.
Because I seem to remember that my childhood home, there's a gerbil in the backyard.
I know that there are 2 dogs buried in a house in Oak Creek somewhere in the backyard.
Shh. Shh. All right, one more from Waukesha.
One by a tree.
Shh. Sergeant Irv sent this in Tuesday, March 12th, as in just a couple of days ago, 10 o'clock at night. 2 cars were reportedly on the Love Bridge over the Fox River. Police reported it was people trying to take TikTok videos of their show cars on the bridge. They were advised this is a footbridge over the Fox River in downtown Waukesha, not designed for vehicle traffic.
Dumbass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dumbass.
City of Neenah, March 8th. Police were called to the Walmart where a man on a motorcycle was racing around inside the store.
Dumbass.
What? On a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm. Inside the Walmart in Neenah.
When just pushing that cart around and then pushing and then jumping on isn't enough for you.
I guess.
On Leap Day, February 29th, the community of Butternut, which is in Ashland County, a woman called police simply to report that her home is quiet. and that she's peaceful and happy. She's finding that to be very strange. No word on how long her peace and quiet lasted or what the police were supposed to do about it.
Well, once the police come to check on you, it's no longer peace and quiet.
Sheboygan Scanner, March 12, 1203 p.m., quote, inmate won't give his tray back, is yelling and spitting, about to have their tablet taken away. Hundreds of comments.
Yeah, I don't think you get to call the cops for that.
Katie said, wait a minute, are we sure the location is correct? Because it sounds like my house at lunchtime. Conrad said he wants another bologna sandwich. And Matthew said, not the tablet. Wait, how does he have a tablet?
Good question.
Inmate's going to lose his tablet. I want a tablet.
Right.
March 10th, City of Appleton. Oh, I really, really empathize here. 1:45 in the morning, a man called police to complain that the Eastside Taco Bell was already closed for the evening.
What time?
1:45 a.m.
You know, not a police matter, but I understand.
That's what I said. Yeah. I mean, it's just, we've all been there, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to be up until 2 a.m.
Or maybe 3.
Or later.
Summer 3.
Ding. Like, what's the...
Where it is. We're
fine. Oh, and God. You would think that would be their busiest time, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the reason. Maybe it was an employee that was overwhelmed. You know what I mean? I mean, it's the only thing I could think of. February 28th, City of New London. A resident called police to report a vehicle turned into her driveway two nights ago, and she just realized now she is, quote, missing her shamrock.
It took her two nights to realize her shamrock was gone? Yeah. She didn't think it was odd that someone just pulled into her driveway.
Thought it was odd, but she didn't realize that they had stolen something.
Yeah. All right.
And finally, Brown County. This just happened yesterday morning at 8:20. Somebody called the police to tell them that at the McDonald's on Shawano Avenue, there are, quote, two baby ducks wandering around the parking lot. And then Kendra wrote in the comments and said, wait a minute, I thought all my ducks were in a row.
Oh, the commenters.
If you find a crime that you think fits, send it to us. Click on the link. Go to our website. We'd love to deputize you.